Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo.
Good evening, good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday night weekly Avon Motivational Radio Show, and I'm just so excited to have each and every one of you on the show each and every week. We have such a great turnout and faithful listeners, and I just want to take this opportunity to thank you all. And today we have a fantastic speaker who is no stranger to the radio show or to the district or the New York area, and that's none other than Maria Rivera herself, who is the district manager of District 2981. And Maria, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to be back. So thanks for the opportunity to talk about our business. So I'm very thankful and grateful to thank for again for this opportunity.
Yes, and thank you, Maria. Maria, you've been doing Avon. This is your fifth year. Isn't that amazing?
I know, yes, 15 years. And I can tell you that Avon changed my life, and I love what I do. I'm very passionate. I know that I've said this before, but whoever really knows me will notice that right away.
Maria, since you've been in Avon for 15 years, and now we're in the year 2012, soon to be 2013, could you tell our new, maybe not so new, Avon representative why this is a great time to be an Avon representative?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. It's always been that fourth quarter is the best-selling season of the year, and this is the opportunity for you to build your clientele, and it's just because it's the holiday season, one of the biggest ones, which is Christmas, and we have a lot of holiday season, one after the other. The children go back to school, then we have Halloween, Thanksgiving, we have Christmas, so this is the biggest time where people are thinking about buying stuff. Okay, so they are on a good mood of buying. You know, when summer, it's different from summer because in summer people just think about leaving on vacation, taking a break, and that kind of stuff. So in fourth quarter is the biggest opportunity for you to really build your clientele. And if you're in leadership, also build your team because everybody is in that mood of buying and trying to make money for the year. So when 2013 comes around, you know, you already have built some new customers, and your business is going to be much better than a lot of others that have not put in the time and effort to build the business.
I know, thank you for that. I know, Maria, on Saturday we had, for those people who were in the Champagne group, we had the opportunity to be, I guess, the last group to experience the come home for the holidays. And we had the opportunity to see all the wonderful makeup, skincare, jewelry, home items, and clothing. With that knowledge and with that information, that now that we know what's going to be out, what should we, as Avon representatives, what should we start doing? What we should have started doing right immediately after that show?
Well, for those representatives that had the opportunity to come and see the product, the main thing is that we are hoping, and basically we are sure that you are motivated about the fourth quarter line. So you are right there at the come home for the holiday. You had an opportunity to commit to certain products so that way you have them on hand and be prepared with your plan and strategy to start showing it to friends and family, start getting new customers. You know, we strongly believe that when you have the product on hand, you have a better opportunity to really, really motivate people to buy and also to get new people, new customers to buy. And so if you were there after you came out, you want to look at your demos. If you did not commit to any of the products right there, you want to look at your demos. You want to talk to your manager and come up with a plan of which products you want to really have on hand and campaign after campaign, start approaching new people and also start showing it to your current customers so that you can motivate your customers to buy, and also you can motivate new customers to buy the product. And, of course, we had a line of the giftables, which is a great opportunity for you to start a conversation and get customers that not necessarily they know our skincare line and are familiar with our perfume, so that you can get them hooked up with the skincare and the cosmetics and also the perfume, because that will mean repeat sales for you from now on once you get them hooked up. So that's kind of the idea. If you did not go, if for any reason you were not able to attend, then don't miss your local business meetings, because we will be talking about it. We will be displaying some of the products, and or reach out to your district manager or your upline so they can share with you how you can come up with a plan to get new customers and motivate your current customer to buy.
I'm so glad you mentioned the incentives. I remember, because I almost forgot about that, I remember when my first Christmas season as an Avon rep. Well, actually, this is my anniversary month, so this is the month I became an Avon rep. So I became an Avon rep right in the heart of the gift-giving season. And I remember, I don't know if it was Ada or you that said, you know, you may want to take advantage of the incentives, you know, and order more than one, because some of the most popular items may not be there towards the end. And that came true, because my first, the one popular item that was out when my first came to Avon rep was that flip, camera flip.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Oh, yeah, and that sold out way before Christmas, and people were begging for it, and it was nothing I could do. That's a very good idea. I'm glad you mentioned that.
That's why you have to take advantage. We have the products, the giftable, which are great. But at the same time, you want to take advantage when you get the customer excited about the giftable. You want to take the opportunity to also do skincare consultations. It's that survey card that you can order under sales tools. It's about 5 questions. I can't remember right now, but it's not more than 5 questions that they can answer based on the skin needs. And based on those questions, you could take advantage and order the samples for them or talk to them about the 2-week trial size. And this is how you get people hooked up to the skincare, and then they become faithful customers, because a moisturizer, if you really use it every day, it lasts about a month, not more than a month and a half, because I use it every day, twice a day. And we're not talking only about the moisturizer. We're talking about the cleanser, the night cream, and then if they have any concerns about any dark spots or wrinkles, then we have the treatment, you see? So the giftables are great, but if you don't take advantage to do skincare consultation and get them hooked up with a perfume, cosmetic, skincare, then you know, most likely this person is going to buy from you maybe one or twice or maybe 3 times a year versus 6 times or more.
That's actually a terrific, you know, terrific idea. And also for those people who may be in your customer list or your friends and family who for some reason are reluctant to use our skincare and they already have existing skincare products, We should remind them that they use January as their calendar year to throw away all old makeup and all old skincare products and to restock. And what better way is that at that point is to give them some of those samples. Those samples are great.
Absolutely. And talking about that, we're planning to have a skincare workshop on Thursday, October the 25th in Rye from 6 to 8. So I encourage everybody to take advantage of all of our leadership that are out there. We want you to promote it because that's going to help also support your business and your people's business. So, and the new representative, definitely, you need to be there too.
So you're saying, Maria, that, make sure I'm clear, you're saying that on in Rye, you're going to have the workshop, and that's going to be open to our guests as well, representatives?
Yes, they can come. We need pre-registration to know how many people are coming. They need to bring their ID and also for the materials. So we will have Spanish and English. I will do the Spanish section. It's going to be divided, and then Antoinette Curran is going to be running the English section. So,
okay.
So it's
well,
a great opportunity.
Exciting.
It is, right?
And this is very, very exciting, and it's a one-time opportunity, especially for those new representatives. I know they've already looked at the videos, but if they didn't quite understand what they saw or what they've read, this is the opportunity to see get hands-on experience with the skincare.
Yes, so we want our customers to buy our giftable, absolutely, but we want them also to buy our skincare, cosmetics, and fragrances.
You know, Maria, I noticed that, excuse me, at the holiday event that they had given all the Avon representatives who had attended, they gave us a little goodie bag. And in this goodie bag was a beautiful Mark brochure. Is that going to be the new Mark brochure? It was actually fabulous, or was that just a holiday one?
Yeah, they have. I didn't look into the bag, unfortunately, but they have this fourth quarter. They have, of course, they're going to come out with Mark, holiday Mark, and then they'll have also the Latina magazine. That's the first time ever that they have something like this to target the Spanish market, because we as Latina, we love, you know, the house stuff, and we didn't have that. So we love the lingerie, and so it's a really nice magazine to attract Latina, and we're very faithful. When we like something, oh my gosh, it's very hard to get us, you know, something different. So it's a great market and a great opportunity. And we're also going to have a holiday book in, I believe it's campaign 23, 24, 25, where it's going to feature holiday giftables only. It's kind of, you know, a separate brochure on top of the brochure that you have, which this sparks a lot of the interest also for the giftable. But again, please don't forget to have, you know, the survey, skincare card, and provide your customer with incentive if you have to. You know, just something like, you know, I'd love to give you free samples with your next order. Can you just, you know, answer the questionnaire?
Should we limit ourselves, Maria, to just the people who's in our geographical area, or should we start working the website? I know Avon has been Oh, and can you talk a little bit about that? Because I know you sent the email asking people. I know people may not understand that email about signing up for this email or this keep in touch thing.
I'm sorry,
You sent the email asking everybody to make sure they signed up for something. I think it was keep in touch or
keep in touch. With how long was this?
You sent it this week, and I know I saw the email because Avon had sent it, and I immediately responded to it, and then and then you sent the email reminding us to do so. But while I'm looking for the email, talk a little bit about reaching out to people in other communities through email and our website.
Yes, when I look at the opportunity with Avon, I see it like an octopus, and you really have to leverage. Time goes you know, very fast. So for me, time is money, and the time is very important. So why not, as you go about your day, you always should have a goal of how many people, new people you want to meet. And, of course, you want to follow up with some of your customers that you haven't followed up. And the goal is to learn more about each customer that you have or the new ones to have, about what is the best way to work with them, as far as do they like to order online rather than a direct sale. So make sure, you know, if that's what they like to do, make sure that you have them in your database. From everywhere, from all U.S., sending out email blasts to all of the people that you know is a good idea, because then you're building that part of your business, the website. So as you meet people, new customers, you ask them about their email, and you put them in the database, and you have conversation with them, so that way you know what would be the best approach. So you will build that way, and then there's the others that they don't want to know about the internet yet. So at least you know. So those are the people that you do direct selling. And then you also have to target the people that want to sell also, but in a little bit of a different way, so that you can also get them, if they live in any place in the U.S., you can train them over the phone, guide them over the phone, and get them to sign up on your webpage. So, yes, you can reach out. You should be reaching out to everybody in the U.S. It's a good idea to build your business around you, because then you have more control, especially if you're signing up people, a team, because then you have more control. You don't have to travel, you know, 1, 2, 3 hours. And then they're closer to you, so when you have your prospecting days, it's much easier for them to come and join you, the prospect. So I'm not sure if I answer your question, but
you did, because I think a lot of Avon representatives, for whatever reason, are just not taking advantage of the online market, which is at their fingertips, and all everyone. And I don't care who you are. Everyone has somebody that lives in another state.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably because sometimes you don't get fast results, so you have to look at it as you're building. You're building a business. So it takes time to build a customer list of emails. It takes a lot of creativity, too. I've heard about successful representatives that done the only web page, but these representatives had come up with creative ideas, you know, and had worked very hard on when anybody buys them something, they send them incentives. When they leave nice flyers, let's say in hair salon, they don't put their phone number. They just put something like they take orders online. These are things that I've heard of successful building. There's not a lot like that, but what I want to say is it takes a lot of creativity, patience, and focus.
Yeah.
In the meantime, you could do that, but don't rely on it, but don't put it in the back burner, because you have to, if you're conscious that this is a building your business, you have to be comfortable that this is not going to happen overnight. But if you're consistent on getting that email, checking it, and following up, that's going to give you good results at the end, in a long term.
Mm-hmm. That's so true, and I think the more that we become familiar with our own website and the features within our back office, I think the better off we would be also.
Exactly. If you're good at this, for example, I know, Pat, that you have a lot of skills with this, and a lot of people in your team has a lot of skills with the internet. I would recommend maybe once a month or once a quarter. If you're bringing 5 to 10 people a week or per campaign, I would recommend at least once a month maybe a workshop on how to run your website and ideas and brainstorm as a team. You know, let's brainstorm so that we're keeping in mind how we're going to build this side of the business, you know, the web page. How are we going to build? What are the things we're going to do? And in time, if you do it and you're consistent, you'll be successful. And while you do that, you'll make money by doing direct selling, and you'll make money by doing, you know, leadership, you know, like the belief in your success. You'll make money like that. So that's the great thing about Avon, that you can always make money while you're building the business, one way or the other.
And I think that, you know, while you learn your business, while you're going through the motions of selling and recruiting new people and trying to find new customers, that we shouldn't stop learning. I think that's what happens to a lot of reps. We stop learning. We don't see them at the meetings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think they read your emails. They just kind of stop. And I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but you should never stop exploring your business.
Absolutely. And if you take a hard look at the meetings and any company and our company, and take a hard look at the big events that Avon has as well, you're going to see a lot of the successful people that they never miss it, unless there's something, you know, big. They never miss it. They always said those people that are making $10,000, $20,000, they always are at their meeting. So unless there's, you know, certain circumstance, but people that are very successful, if you read about people that are very successful, they are learning machines. They never stop. And that's why it's important to have a goal, to know what is that you want.
Mm.
Because if you know what is that you want and you want to be very successful, you have to see yourself successful, and you have to have a goal, so that way this is going to give you the energy to do what it takes to be successful. And what it takes to be successful is you need to plug in, because it's very difficult to do this business or any business by yourself.
Yes. And like you said, you should never suffer in silence.
Never, ever. That's why you have district sales manager, you have uplines, you have Avon as a company. And, you know, you need to be very conscious about what you do every day. Let me put you a perfect example. What is that you're doing? You don't have to answer me, just putting it out there. When you drive to your job, what is that you're listening? Are you listening to something that's going to help you grow and keep you focused? Or are you just listening to music? You know, it's a time where we need to be very aware of our time. And, yes, we do need to take some time for ourselves because we deserve it. But if we want to be in a better position tomorrow than what we are today, we need to be aware of what we are listening and how we are spending our time. Because you don't want to be the carbon copy of the next 5 years. So you want to look back in 5 years from now, 3 years from now, a year from now, and say, wow, you know, I did good, instead of saying, wow, oh, my gosh, 3 years, I could have done that a long time, and look at me, I'm still in the same position or worse. Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. For a minute, everything was silent.
I'm glad you mentioned the fact about the goals, because if the people who are on this call haven't done so already, they should really contact their district manager, whether it's Maria or whoever, and do the 90 day goal. And Maria, explain to a little bit about the 90 day goal. What do you as a district manager try to accomplish it or point out to the representative during that time period?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have the 30-day business plan. We have the 90-day business plan. Depending on what level you are, I like to sit down and I would suggest, and we come up, you know, based on your dreams and goals, what is that you want, we come up with a plan for the next 3 months or for the next 90 days. So everything is going to depend on what level you are and where you're at. If you're a new representative, I recommend that, you know, first of all, I'm assuming that you already had some trainings, your first, second, third, and fourth training with your upline, that, and you have taken your trainings online and have come to some of the meetings, okay? And at this point, if you work out with your, you know, 50 contact names and you start selling all of that stuff, then you're kind of more ready to sit down and also come out with a strategy plan. And this should be done with the upline and with the district manager. If the upline, you know, depending on what level is the upline, if she's not comfortable to do it with you, then you can always do it with her and with the district manager, because this is about teamwork. This is about everybody needs to be on the same ball. And as the district manager sits down with you, the leadership, which is your upline, should be learning if she doesn't know how to do it, okay? So everybody learns and everybody supports each other and encourage each other. And what we discuss there, again, is going to be based on what are your dreams and goals, and what we set up as a plan is how many customers, how many prospects, how you're going to do it, and who are the people that you're going to target, and what is that you're going to do on a daily basis to make it happen.
Very good, Maria.
Mm-hmm.
One question. If we have representatives who are listening on the radio and they have not been engaged, they have not been connected with their district manager, they have not been connected with their upline or downline or sideline or whatever, Is it too late for them to say, I pick up the phone and call their district manager and say, I want to be more involved? Is it too late?
No, it's never late. And my thing is always never give up. It's not over until it's over. So the only person that's going to stop yourself is going to be you. So if for any reason you're not a very close to your upline, which I really can't think about that, you can always call the district manager, and the district manager will contact your upline, and then they both will work to make you successful. So never think that it's late, because it's not late.
Thank you so much for that, Maria.
You're welcome.
We got 2 minutes. Anything you want to, any announcement you want to make, or any parting words?
Well, I would say to the new representative that this is the best time to start your business and build it. We've spoken about how to partner with your upline, your district manager. The support is there. Reach out. And to those established representatives, the same thing. It's not late. Reach out. Take advantage of the opportunity. We work as a team. And, you know, you could change your life if you really want to. The only person that's going to stop you is going to be you. So thanks again for the opportunity, and I hope it has been helpful, and please reach out if you need any help.
Maria, thank you so much for that. And I just like to thank all my listening guests for being on the show and listening to the show today. And if you want to re-listen to the broadcast, you know, you've used the same link, go back. In about 5 minutes, I'm going to put Maria's name on this. You can re-listen to the broadcast. And if you have someone who's in your upline, downline, or sideline, someone who's thinking of becoming an Avon representative, share the link with them. Okay, with that, everyone, have a fantastic week. Next week is Avon Order Day. So for those people who are in the trendsetters, you start ordering this week. So good luck. Get those great orders and talk to you soon. Take care, everyone. Thank you, Maria.
You're welcome.
Good night, everyone.